live to regular season finale of MHSAA football on WLEW Sports. Good evening, folks. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's game on the gridiron as the Unionville Sea Wing Patriots head east to Harbor Beach in the final week of the football regular season. Broadcasting with me tonight, it, as always, is a true professional. Even as the license to prove it, sports fans, please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast. How are you doing tonight, Dave?
I'm doing great, Clark. Thanks a lot. And, boy, it's only fitting. We started with USA. We might as well end with USA, right?
That's right. It might be very cliche to say, but where has the time gone? Like you said, it only seems like yesterday we were broadcasting the USA football game back in week number one.
Yeah, I know. We've had so much fun. The time went so fast, and looking forward to this grand finale here.
Well, last week's game of the week took us to Laker Country in a classic rivalry in the GTC West. The Bad Axe Hatchets and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. In that game, Bad Axe looked strong and took the early lead. The Lakers scored three unanswered touchdowns and brought home the victory 21-6.
It was a good battle most of the game. Bad Axe fired the lead first, and Lakers came back and responded well. Excuse me, Clark, but Lakers come out on top because they played better defensively, and they commit less turnovers, so good game by them.
We now move forward to the game in front of us, week number 9 of MHSAA football on WLEW Sports. It's the battle for M25, Harbor Beach versus USA.
I like that. Should be a good battle tonight. Harbor Beach is going to come out firing tonight, try and score early and often, as they always do, and USA is going to more ground control and run the clock and see if they can kind of keep their... The best way to keep Harbor Beach down is to keep their offense on the sideline.
You know, and I was thinking about that, the battle for M25. We should really make a lot more trophy games in high school football, I feel.
This would
be a perfect one. I can envision an M25 sign.
Yeah.
Between the two schools.
Sure, that would
be
great.
There we go. Well, Harbor Beach is already in the playoffs with 7 secured victories in the books. With the Patriot W, though, the Patriots would squeeze into the playoffs at 5-4. We'll get into the details in a minute. It'll be sure to confuse everyone. It took me nearly 2 years to figure it out myself. But when we return, we'll break down all the area's games for you, and then on to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, USA at Harbor Beach, kickoff 7 p.m. But in the meantime, keep it right here.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
On today's show, we're watching the human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this, no customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes and arrows and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
Welcome back to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week.
I'm Clark Ramsey. Alongside me is Dave Hansen. In week number 9 of high school football, like we were saying earlier, Dave, it's just hard to believe. When we started, we were sweating. It was 75, 80 degrees out, and now it might be 50 out. We're week number 9. This Sunday, we pick who's going to the playoffs. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it is hard to believe, but it actually feels like football now. The brisk weather out there, the wind, the chills, the cool, everybody bundled up outside. It's finally football weather.
And the excitement is also here. Well, the other games in the tonight, in other games in the area tonight, really there's all league play is complete for the season. We have two games that are crossover between the East and West, and everything else is out of conference play tonight. We have Bad Axe at Ubley. Dave, who do you have in this one?
You got to like Ubley at home there. They're fighting for a playoff spot. Bad Axe is a team that has improved from the beginning of the season, but Ubley has improved even more, and they are fighting for that playoff spot, like I said, where Bad Axe really doesn't have a lot to play for other than pride, so got to like Ubley at home.
And then, of course, USA at Harbor Beach, the only other crossover game. We'll hold our predictions till right before the game. Now we move to out-of-conference play, Armada at Marlette.
These are going to be tough ones, Clark, from top to bottom. You know what? I think Marlette has enough talent on that team to take them to a victory in front of the home crowd.
Now we have Reese at Whitmore Prescott. Reese, high-flying offense all season long, and here they are week 9 undefeated.
Yeah, if there's anything they lack at is they may be beatable a little bit on defense. They give up a lot of points to this USA team not that long ago. So you got to love Reese in almost every game that they play in. They're so tough on both sides of the football and on special teams. Pick Reese there.
Cassidy at Carroll. This should be an interesting one. Cassidy on the upswing as far as potential goes at Carroll.
Yeah, and Carroll on the other side of things I don't think has really done a whole lot either. So I'm going to go with Cassidy on that one on the road.
Sandusky at Flint Beecher. We'll explain why the importance of this one later, but who do you have in this?
You got to like Sandusky's chances there. I'm going to go Flint Beecher, though, because at home, you know, you never know what kind of offense they're going to bring in that atmosphere. So look for them in front of the home crowd, also fighting for a playoff opportunity.
And Brown City at Dansville. Brown City sitting on 5 wins. Need this victory to secure, guarantee their spot in the playoffs.
And you heard me say that a couple times. That is so huge for these teams. That's all they think about all week long, school, class, sleeping at night. It's all they think about is getting to the playoffs. Brown City will take that game.
Lakers at Emily City. Last year, Emily City beat out Lakers week number 9 like last year. What are they going to do this year?
I think you're going to see the same story. I think Lakers is coming off an above-average performance against Bad Axe. Probably thought they would hand that game a little bit better. Look for Emily City to take that one.
And then Memphis and Algonac. Memphis kind of been beat around in the GTC East, GTC in general. Are things going to change week 9 for them?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. I'm going to take Algonac there at home. Memphis, just a team that really is new to our conference. And, you know, hopefully for them, they can get a win to end their season and take that into next year's season when they try again.
In 8-man football, we have CPS at North Huron, Kingston at Cardinal Mooney, and Deckerville at Peck in 8-man football. Well, my phone just went off reminding me that we have a USA at Harbor Beach football game in 30 minutes. So that means exactly we are 30 minutes away from kickoff here. I'm glad I was reminded, otherwise I've completely forgotten. And you're tuned to WLAW Sports. It's time for a little break for the news, and then we'll be back to break down the game in front of us, the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, USA at Harbor Beach, week number 9, the finale of the regular season. Keep it locked on to WLAW Sports, your home for high school football.
For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. Taking a look at the latest in our national and international headlines from the Associated Press, the Labor Department says that unemployment rates fell or held steady.